Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Aleph. We left off in Daf Nun Aleph base at the bottom of the page, at the two dots about five lines before the end. The last thing we discussed yesterday was that there were four things that were said about pas. Dal dvarim nemru b'pas. One of them was that ein zorkin es hapas. So there were two halachos that we learned yesterday. Number one, that you don't throw bread no matter what, and number two, that you're not supposed to be mevaza och. You're not supposed to do things to foods that are going to ruin foods. You're not supposed to throw other foods if those foods are going to be ruined by being thrown. So two quick points about that. There are many people that have the minhag on Friday night when they cut the challah that they throw the challah to the people around the table. They flip it to the people around the table. So l'chora, it's against this gemara. It should be usher to be zorik bread at all. So the ksav sofer was made about his father, the chassam sofer. Rav Yashiv says it was made about the chassam sofer that he would be zorik the prusa samotzi. He would be zorik the piece of bread to the people around the table. The ksav sofer doesn't explain the reason for it. So Rav Yashiv suggests maybe he holds that it's only when you're trying to get rid of it that you're not allowed to throw it, where it's a derech bizayon, as opposed to if you're being zorik so that the person can get it more quickly so that they can eat it, then it's really derech hashivus. Maybe that would not be called bizayon at all. The other thing is that pas probably includes pas habavikisnin in terms of the isser of throwing. So they asked Rav Yashiv if you're allowed to include in the pekalach that they throw to a chasen at an afruv, if you're allowed to include pas habavikisnin, cookies and things like that. And he said, Aser. He said, no, Yenachinami, it's Aser to do it because you're not allowed to throw pas habavikisnin. So just two interesting points. Okay, so let's pick up from the two dots now. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda. Shachach v'hich v'sochum toch piv v'lo bracha. If a person forgot and he put food in his mouth without first making a bracha, misalkun tzalechon v'varech, so you move the food over to one side of your mouth and then you make a bracha. So tanya chada bolon v'tanya idach poton v'tanya idach misalkun. We have three brises. One brise tells us that you're supposed to swallow the food. The other brise says you're supposed to spit it out. And the third brise says that you're supposed to move it over to the side of your mouth. So what are you supposed to do? You put food in your mouth and you didn't make a bracha. Which brise is authoritative? Says Gemara Lo Kasha, it's not a stira at all between the brises. Haditanya bolon b'mashkin. The one that says that you swallow it is talking about a drink, because you have nothing else that you can do with the drink. You can't make a bracha while the drink is in your mouth, and if you spit it out, it'll become disgusting. So there's nothing else you can do other than to swallow it. Haditanya poltan b'midi d'lamamis. And that which the brisa says that you spit it out is talking about something that won't become disgusting by spitting it out. Haditanya misalkin b'midi d'lamamis. And that which we say that you could move it over to the side of your mouth is something that will become disgusting if you were to spit it out, so therefore you move it to the side of your mouth. So says Gemara, what's the big deal? Why don't we tell you even something that won't become disgusting by spitting it out? Let's say a sucking candy, where if you spit it out, you can put it right back in, but still, why bother? Why can't you just put it over to the side of your mouth and make the bracha like that? Why would we require spitting it out? So Tirgum Rav Yitzchak Kaska Sa'a Kamed Rabbi Yossi Baravim Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shenemar, Yemalei Pi Sihila Secha, that there's a special kiyum by a bracha of having Yemalei Pi Sihila Secha, of having our mouths full of the praise of Hashem, meaning nothing else should be in our mouth other than the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we dafka don't want, if we can help it, we don't want anything else in our mouths at the time that we're making a bracha. If a person ate and drank and did not make a bracha, is it too late? Can he still make a bracha afterwards? Someone who eats garlic and his breath smells, you think it's going to be helpful to eat more garlic and have his breath smell more? So that's an expression. What does that mean? What's he trying to tell him? Is he telling him to yes, make a bracha, or telling him to not make a bracha? So if you look at Rashi, Yachzav Yochel Shumacher, Kedeshe Yasriach Yoser, Kolomar, Yosef Al Sirchono, why would you make yourself smell more? The Yase Bracha Levatala, and do a Bracha Levatala now, meaning the way Rashi seems to understand it is, don't make a bracha. You already finished the food. Now if you make a bracha, it's going to be a bracha levatala. The problem with that, Rashi, is if we read the next line of the Gemara. Am Ravina, so Ravina comments on that. Hilkach, afilu gamar sudaso yachzav yevarich. Therefore, even if you've completely finished your meal, you should go make a bracha. What do you mean, hilkach? He just said, according to the way Rashi understood it, that you're just making yourself smell even more. You're making life worse for you by making another bracha. It's a bracha levatala. So that's what the Marsha points out, that ta'us nafal bepirush Rashi, that there must have been a mistake over here in Rashi. Rashi didn't really say not to make a bracha. He said, "De'im kavanas Rav Chisda delo yachzor v'yavarech," says the Marsha. If Rav Chisda meant not to make another bracha, my kamar la Ravina hilka chafilu gamar. Then the next line of the Gemara where Ravina says, and therefore, even if you finish your meal, you should make another bracha, doesn't make any sense. And also he says, "Gam ein hamashal doma l'nimshal." What's the mashal of the garlic, if Rashi is correct? It's not similar at all to the nimshal. Avil kavanas Rav Chisda, rather what Rav Chisda means is, "Diyachzor v'yavarich im lo gamar lechol." What Rav Chisda means to say is, if you're still going to eat a little bit more, so make a bracha, because you missed out on the bracha on the food that you already ate, but you didn't miss out on the bracha on the food that you haven't yet eaten. So why, if you ate garlic, you ate something bad, meaning you ate something without a bracha, why would you eat more garlic? Why would you eat more without a bracha? That's what he means to say. And then the mashal works very well with the nimshal. Just because you ate something that was wrong by not remembering to make a bracha doesn't mean you should eat more something that's wrong by not making a bracha. So that's the expression. That's probably what he meant, and there's a Tal Sofer in Rashi over here. So says Gemara again. So Ravina says, therefore, even if you finish your meal, l'chori should have to make a bracha d'tanya, because after all, we find a similar thing when it comes to the Birchas HaMitzvah of Tvila. If a person goes to the mikveh and comes out, after they come out, they make the bracha ala tvila. So the same thing should be after you finish a meal. Says Rav Elohi, no, that's not at all a correct comparison. The reason why by tvila you make the bracha afterwards is because you couldn't make the bracha beforehand, because you were still, presumably because you were still tamei. Over here, however, the guy was able to make the bracha beforehand, he just forgot to make the bracha beforehand. And we have this concept that once he's nidcha, once the opportunity has passed him by, and he's nidcha from the bracha, so he's nidcha forever. So a couple of things over here. First of all, this concept of hov, the idchi, the Rav Yitzchak Eizuchaver in his Hagos, in the back of the Gemara, points out, Tzaruch Iyun, mehad per kisi adam, pe zayin amin aleph, badi kisoa ruach, damra papa zos ameres, Ein dichoyetzel mitzvos. The Gemara Maseches Chulin says that ein dichoyetzel mitzvos, that we don't assume that once a mitzvah, the opportunity to do a mitzvah is pushed away, that it's pushed away forever and that you're never going to be able to do the mitzvah again. Umikan ktsas raya. So he says maybe there's a little bit of a raya to what the Rush writes in Maseches Moed Katan, that there's a chiluk in mitzvos. There's a chiluk between when the mitzvah is nidches and a chiluk between when the guf ha'adam is nidche. By Katan Shigdil Toshloshim. So the Rush discusses where there's a difference between when the mitzvah is nidches and when the person is nidche from the mitzvah. When do we say in dichoyetzel mitzvos? That's when the cheftza shel mitzvah by the kisei adam, where blood took, where the wind took some dirt and blew it over the blood, where now the mitzvah, the cheftza is not there to do the mitzvah on, as opposed to when the person was nidche from the mitzvah, but it wasn't a din in the cheftza where maybe we would say dichoy. That's what Yitzchak Eizuchaver suggests. But this other halacha, this other thing, that a guy who has not yet gone to the mikvah is lo chazi, asks Tosfos on the top, Tema, fellow tamei enu asur levarich, there's no wizard for a tamei person to make a bracha, or b'kuntris pirish to balikari and asurim b'divrei Torah. So Rashi says maybe this relates to the fact that a balkari was not allowed to learn Torah. That was part of Takanas Ezra, that a balkari has to go to the mikvah before he learns Torah. So maybe included in learning Torah is saying Shem Hashem, is that a balkari is not allowed to make a bracha either. So he says, no, Tos says what the real pshat over here is, yesh lomar, to marry b'tfilas gerim, umepnei also tvila, it's richul kol shar tvilas levarich lachar tvila. By tvilas geirim, you can't make a bracha before the tvila because the person's still a guy, so they can't make a bracha shar kishar misos vitzvanu. They can only make the bracha afterwards. So once one form of tvila, one situation of tvila, you have to make the bracha afterwards, we just make it a straight low plug that you always make the bracha afterwards by all types of tvilas. V'chein b'nitil tziyadayim, shapam madam babim besakisei, v'en adam roi levarich adachar anatila, nogu am levarich, kol shabrich tziyadayim la'achar anatila. Tosus writes, he says in a couple of places in Shas, at the beginning of Pesachim as well, that the same is b'nitil tziyadayim. Why is it, if all brachas have to be made of las yasan, that we make a bracha after we wash our hands? Shouldn't we make a bracha bracha before we wash our hands. Rav Shach is actually knowing that way. He makes a bracha before he washes his hands. He thought that the Baal Yatosos are trying to justify the minhag, but really, ideally, it's best to make it over Las Yasan. But what Tosos says, why do we make the bracha after we wash our hands? Because there is a situation where you have to make a bracha after you wash your hands, and that is when you come from the Beis HaKisei. So then it becomes a low plug. That if there's one situation, so we apply it as a low plug in all situations. So Magen Avraham brings this as a raya in Reish Samach Gimel Sivkan Yud Beis as a raya against the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha writes in his Hakdama, I think it may be the wife of the Drisha, I'm not sure, I always forget, but in the Hakdama to the Drisha, someone writes about his mother. I think it might be the Drisha's son's Hakdama to the Sefer of the Drisha, though, so it might have been the Drisha's wife. I don't remember, I always get confused. But either way, it was one of the, he writes in the Hakdama that she had two chidushim lahalacha. And one of the chidushim lahalacha that she had was that normally when a woman lights Shabbos candles, so a woman lights the candles and then makes the bracha. She covers her eyes and then makes the bracha. I overlas yasun, shouldn't she make the bracha, then light the Shabbos candles? No, because once she says the bracha, she's already been mekabel Shabbos. So if she's already been mekabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to light the candles anymore. So her chiddush was, yeah, but what about in Yantif? On Yantif, you're allowed to light the candles even after you've already been mekabel. So on Yantif, you should make the bracha and then light the candles. So that was her chiddush. So Magen Avraham says, this Tosfos is against that chiddush. Because if there's one situation where you make the bracha, that where you do it, where you make the bracha afterwards, then you do it in all situations. Afterwards, it's a low plug. We apply a low plug. Says the Dogma Vava, Nod Behuda, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, no, the mother of Drisha was correct. This is not comparable. By Tevila, by Netilas Yadayim, the bracha is the same. By Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, Hadlakas Neros Yantif, it's a different bracha. So therefore, you wouldn't apply a low plug because they're two different brachas. So that's the discussion in the poskim, whether that Chiddush LaHalacha is correct. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Two dots, about 10 lines in on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Ispargus is some type of drink that they would have in the morning as a therapeutic thing. They would drink some sort of special drink in the morning. So Yafalalev, it's good for the heart. Vitovleinayim, it's good for the eyes. Vikoshkin, the B'nai'im, and it's certainly good for the intestines. Vaharagilbo Yafalakol Gufon, someone who's used to having it every day, so then it's a very healthy thing for his whole body. If he gets drunk from it, it was an alcoholic beverage, that's not good for anything. From the fact that we say it's good for the heart, sounds like we're talking about asparagus that's made with wine. And we say that it's also good for his intestines. But didn't we learn that for la'at, lave, ayin, tachel, for the heart, the eye, and the spleen, it's good, but ramat, for the rosh, me'ayim, and tachtonios, it's kasha. So you see that wine is bad for the me'ayim, for the intestines. So how can you say that it's good that this asparagus that's made with wine is good for the intestines? So kitanya hi b'miyushan. It depends if it's aged wine or not. If a person takes an eder that I don't want to have any wine anymore because it's bad for the intestines, and they tell him, no, oh, aged wine is good for the intestines. V'shasak, and he's quiet. So you see, then it's going to be mutter usher for him to have new wine, but it's going to be mutter for him to have aged wine. So you see that that's taka true, that aged wine is okay for the intestines. It's only new wine that's bad for the intestines. Tan Rabban, Shishadvarm Nemu be asparagus. There were six statements that were said about this asparagus drink. Number one, Ainchal Snosal Kshu Chayu Male. You only drink it when it is chai, when it is undiluted and male. Number two, Mekabul be Yamin Vishaseo be small. You should receive it with your right hand and drink it with your left hand. Number three, ve'in masichin achra ve'in mafsikin bo. You don't speak afterward and you're not mafsik to speak in the middle of drinking it. Number four, ve'in machzir nosol mishin nosol lo. You only return it to the person who gave it to you. Number five, ve'rak acharav. You should spit after drinking it. And number six, ve'in somch nosol b'mino. You can't eat anything after it other than something that has the same min in it, that's made of the same stuff. Vatani in somch nosol Masal Bepas. I didn't we learn that you should the chaser should be bred, it shouldn't be the same min. So lo kasha. Habid chamra, habid shikhra. No, it makes a difference whether it's made out of wine or made with beer. Tani chadal, la'at yafat ramat kasha. We have one brisa that says that it's good for the lave, for the heart, the eyes, and the spleen. It's good for the heart, the eyes, and the spleen, and it's bad for the rosh, the me'ayim, and the tachtonios. So v'tani yidach l'ramat yafal lat kasha. And then we have another brisa that says the exact opposite. So lo kasha, habid chamra, habid shikhra. So it matters what it's made out of. If it's made out of beer or it's made out of wine, it's going to be good for different parts of the body. Tani chada rak achrav loka, v'tani yidach lo rak achrav loka. We also have a stirim brisas whether it's appropriate to spit after it. If you spit after it, are you going to get sick? Or if you don't spit after drinking it, are you going to get sick? So lo kasha, habid chamra, habid shikhra. Again, it makes a difference whether it's made with wine or made with beer. Amar vashi, hashadamar lo rak achrav loka, meim of nizrak and afil b'fnei melech. If once we say that there's a certain type of drink that if you don't spit after drinking it, you're going to get sick, so then you're allowed to spit even in front of a king, because it's not considered with lack of cover to the king, you're just doing it for therapeutic reasons, for health reasons. Amar b'shua ben Elisha, shlosh dvar misachli surreal sarapinim. Three things, surreal sarapinim. One of the malachim, he says, a malach chashav, that's l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told me three things. Number one, al titel chalukecha shachras miyad ha-shamash v'tzlavesh. When you get dressed in the morning, take your own clothing out. Don't take the clothing from your butler in the morning when you get dressed. So keep that in mind. Number two. Don't wash your hands. Don't have someone wash your hands when that person themselves hasn't washed their hands. And this is Dafka Ben Til Sidaim Shachris, that in the morning, you shouldn't have someone who hasn't washed their own hands wash your hands for you. And number three. And this is why we're quoting it here, because it's about asparagus, which is the drink we were just talking about. Don't return the kos of asparagus to anybody other than the person who gave it to you. Because there are groupings of bad demonic angels that are waiting for a person, and they're waiting for you to slip up on one of those three things, and then they'll be able to chop you, and they'll be able to hurt a person who does one of these three things. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, I had a conversation with the Malach HaMavis, and he told me three things. Right? Rabbi Shimon Ben Elisha had a conversation with Surreal Sarapnim. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. I spoke to the Malach HaMavis, and I got some advice. Number one, don't take your clothing from the butler in the morning to get dressed. Number two, don't have someone who hasn't washed their hands wash your hands. And don't stand in front of women when they're coming back from the dead body, when they're coming back from a funeral. Because I dance in front of them and I have a sword in my hand and I have the ability to do whatever I want. So get out of the way of the women when they're coming back from the funeral. This is probably the source of the minhag for women not to go to there are communities where they have a minhag that women don't go to cemetery. Period. That there's some that have a minhag that pregnant women don't go to the cemetery. That's a much stronger minhag. And then there's a minhag that some women don't go to the cemetery. So that's probably based on this, that the Malachi Chaval. Now, you do see it clearly that the minhag was that women did go to the cemetery because they were otherwise they would never be returning from the cemetery. The Gemara doesn't say they shouldn't go. The Gemara says they shouldn't get in their way when they come back. And what happens if you encounter this situation? So Linshav Miduk Le'arba Amos, just move out of the way by four Amos. Ika Nahara Le'abre, if there's a river there, go on the other side. Vika Dark Achrina Le'zabal, if there's another road, take it. Vika Gudu Le'ko Achor, if there's a wall, go behind it. Vilo Le'adarape, Vilo, and if you don't have any of these options, Le'adarape, turn your face away. Vilema and say, Ve'yom Hashem El Satan, Yigar Hashem B'cha V'gomer. You say that, Pasuk Ad D'chalfi Minei, until they pass by. Amr B'zer Amir B'vav V'arm El Masin Satana, Asar Dvarim Nemru B'kosh Shel Bracha. 10 things were said about a Koshal Bracha. Number one, Ton Hadacha. Let's go through if the Gemara is going to elaborate on many of them. Ton Hadacha needs to be rinsed. Ushtifa and also rinsing. We'll see what the difference. Chai, it has to be undiluted. Umale and full. Itur, the Ituf, it needs to be dressed up. We'll see what that means. Not lo b'shtayodav, you should take it with both your hands. V'nos lo b'yamin and put it in your right hand. Umagbiyo min akarka tafach and lift it up one tafach off the ground. V'nos yinein of bo, you're supposed to put your eyes on it. So you're supposed to send it to to your wife as a matana after you make a bracha on it. Am Rabbi Yochanan, anu ein lanu ela arba bilvad. We only have four dinim about a kosher bracha. We don't have 10. Hadacha, shtifa, chai, umalei. Those are the four that we stick with. Hadacha, shtifa, chai, and malei are the four dinim. So first of all, let's see. Tana hadacha mi b'fnim u'shtifa b'chutz. Both hadacha and shtifa mean rinsing, but hadacha means rinsing the inside. Shtifa means rinsing the outside of the kos. If you look at Tosos, he writes, "Upirish ri dafka sheina kos yafa sheish b'shiure kosos." Avul mu yafa b'lava chishaper dami d'lobin and elashe kos shel bracha yafa. Tosos says, "No, this just means it has to be clean. It doesn't mean there's a din in rinsing the kos." So if the kos is a little dirty on the inside, you got to rinse it on the inside. A little dirty on the outside, you rinse it on the outside. But if you have a perfectly clean kos, so then there is no din of requiring hadafa or shtifa. That's how Tosa suggests. But anyway, so the Gemara says further, Am Rabbi Yochanan kalim varich al kos malei nosen lo nachla b'li mitzarim. Someone who makes a bracha on a full kos, so you should fill the kos. That's why many people are very makbid to fill up the kos shel bracha entirely. So you make a bracha on a kos malei, so he gets a nachla b'li mitzarim. He's going to be zocha to this massive Yerusha. Shnemar, umalei birchus Hashem yam v'darim yarsha. Rabbi Yossi brachanina omer zoch v'nochla shnei alamim. He's going to yarsh in two worlds, olam hazeh ve'olam haba. Itur, Rav Yudah Matrei B'Talmidim. What does Itur mean? How do you dress up the kos? So how do you adorn a kos? So Rav Yudah would have all his Talmidim around when he would make a bracha ala kos. Rav Chista Ma'atur Le'Benatli. Rav Chista would be Ma'atur with other smaller kosos. He would put smaller kosos around it. That's this. It's a kiyum of this Gemara, that the more recent innovation of having those the large kos with the little kosos around it, you know, with the silver things all around it, the little goblets all around it, that's a kiyum of this Gemara. It's being ma'ater a kol shel bracha. It's a nice thing to do for a kol shel bracha. Now the issue over here is the Gemara said chai, that one of the things kol shel bracha is that it should be chai. But we learned just yesterday or 2 days ago, was it yesterday? Yesterday we learned that kol shel bracha can't be chai. That mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the one thing that we said, whether it's a bar priya gofen, whether you're allowed to wash your hands until sidayim with yayin that's not mazut, but one thing we knew for sure, you can't use it for a kosher bracha. So what's going on over here? How could the kosher bracha dafka have to be chai? So Rashi already comments, shemozgo b'mayim la'achar shenasna b'kos chai. What it means by chai is that first you pour it into the cup while it's undiluted, and then you dilute it. It doesn't mean that you drink it chai. It means that when you first pour it into the kos, it's chai. Avalavarichal of chai ham rasis neim varchin. But there's no way you could be mevarich on it when it's chai. Inami chai belaz prish glavio minachavis l'shem. Or he says chai may not mean undiluted at all. It may just mean that you bring it from the barrel dafka for the sake of kol shel bracha. That's the idea of chai. In other rishonim, the Rush and Tosfos early in the Masechta, they quote other rishonim, other interpretations. They say from Rabbeinu Tam, chai doesn't mean that it's undiluted. It means it's slightly diluted, where it's still going to be kosher for kol shel bracha, but it's not heavily diluted. So that's one teretz that they quote. The other teretz that the Rush quotes is that the chai is not going on the wine; it's going on the kli, that the kli should be shalem by the kol shel bracha. You should be makbid that the kli should be shalem, that the kli shouldn't be broken in any way. And this l'chora goes on any kol shel bracha. It doesn't only go on kol shel birchus hamazon, even though Rashi dafka identifies kol shel birchus hamazon over here. L'chora relates to any kol shel bracha. So they asked Rav Yashar, so why does Rashi dafka say shel birchus hamazon? He says because by other kosos, a lot of times it's not shaykh all 10 things, like ma'atro b'talmidim. Kiddush Havdali, you make even biyachidus. So by kosher bracha b'chasamazin, you make when there's a mezumen, when there are other people around. So it's shaykh matro b'talmidim. But by other kosher shel bracha, it's not shaykh all 10 things. But whatever is shaykh, a person is supposed to do. Now Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Lamites, and again Yerodeh Chel Gimel Simon Chav Gimel, about using disposable cups for Kiddush. Does it say on any of this list of 10 things or 4 things of Koshal Bracha that you're not allowed to use disposable cups? So if Moshe writes that the Chedchila needs to be a Kli Chashuv, Kli Chad Pa'ami is not Chashuv, a one-time use Kli is not a Chashuv a Kli. And he says, where do we learn this from? from the fact that it has to be shalem, that the kos has to be shalem. If the din is that the kos just had a slight dent in it, an expensive silver cup had a slight dent in it, it's not kosher for kosher bracha. So kal v'chomer, a plastic cup, it's so not kosher, it's a piece of garbage. So for sure it shouldn't have the chashivas of kosher bracha. Now that's quite a chiddush, meaning he's taking the din of shalem, which is in the tzura of the kli, and he's applying it to the usage of the kli, to how the kli is used. In Yaradeya, in the Chuvin Yaradeya, he has a different issue. He says that kli chad pami maybe doesn't have a din of a kli at all, because the Rambam in Hilchus Kalim, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Hilchus Kalim, writes that if you take a gourd and you hollow it out and you try to use that as a kli, as a cup, it's tahar lufi shi'efra shi'yamdu el azman mu'at. The Rambam says, because it's only going to last a very short time. It's a melon. It's going to disintegrate. It's only going to last a very short amount of time. So Moshe said, you see that something that can't last, something that's one-time use, is not called a kli at all. And at the very least, your kosher bracha needs to be a kli. The other person who disagrees with Moshe will say, no, that's never made as a kli. That was, it's a vegetable, a fruit, and you took it and tried to make it into a kli. Moshe said, it's made to be a kli. It's hard to say that it's not going to be a kli just because ultimately it won't be usable anymore. Plus, a lot of the chad pami kelim can be used multiple times. We're just so rich that we could afford to throw it out because we make them in such an inexpensive way. It doesn't mean that it's not a kli. So even Rav Moshe at the very end of the tshuva writes, "Kishaleka kos acher ula yesh lahakel." That if you don't have any other kos, so then maybe there's room to be makel on the kos on a chad pami on a disposable cup as well. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Amrav chan ubechai, amrav sheshes. Amrav Chan Ubechai, Amrav Sheshes beBirchas Haaretz. That Dafka by Birchas Haaretz, when you get to Birchas Haaretz, that's when you have to be add to the Koshal Bracha. Itav Rav Papa Ma'atev Yasev, meaning that's when you're Mosig. Rav Papa Ma'atev Yasev. Rav Papa would be Ma'atev himself and be Mosig the Koshal Bracha. Rav Asi Paras Sudra Al Reisher. Rav Asi would put a sudar over his head when he would make the when he would say a bracha on the Koshal Bracha. So these things that are relate to ituf and sudar l'chora, that's a source for what many of the minhag that they would dafka put on a jacket and a hat for benching when it's a kol shel bracha. So the question is, what if you bench without a kol shel bracha? So there are several akron. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Bach, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Kuf Pei Gimel Sivkat Niyad Aleph, that even when it's not with a kol shel bracha, still it's a good idea to be makav b'birchas hamazon, to be ma'atef oneself sudar al reshei with the ituf of a hat and jacket. Not lo b'shtei yadav amar b'chinna bar papa mikra suyidechem kodesh v'varchas Hashem. You take the coast with two hands. Where do we find that? Because it says su yedechem kodesh, yedechem in plural, multiple hands, uvarchos Hashem, and then you bless Hashem. Nosin yamin, you then put it into your right hand. Amar b'chir baraba, amar b'yochanan, rishonim shal small maushet se'el yamin. So they said, they used to ask, what's the din? Can you have your left hand help out your right hand to hold the kos? Tosos points out, b'kosos gedolos mari, that we must be talking about very large kosos, ober Rosh Chodesh teves shechalias b'Shabbos. Or it's a very long benching. It's Rosh Chodesh teves that falls out on Shabbos, where you have Al Anisim and Yirtzei and Yalav Yavo. So it's the longest benching of the year. Rabbi Emanuel Feldman writes in one of his books that as a child growing up, there was a woman in his parents' shul, in his father's shul, his father was a rabbi, who was completely illiterate, and every Shabbos they would hear her davening, she would say everything it said in the Siddur. So she would say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo and Al Anisim every single Shabbos. So they said in their house on Rosh Chodesh Teves, when it was Chanukah and it was Rosh Chodesh and it was Shabbos, they would say, oh, this is Mrs. Goldberg Shabbos. This is the one time she gets it right, where you say everything. So that's those, when it's a super long benching and you're going to say everything. So that's when that's when you need to know, can I help out with the left hand? Because it gets so heavy otherwise. So Amar Avashi, Holv Rishonim Yibayiluhu, V'lo Ivshutluhu. Well, the Rishonim asked this question, the earlier generations asked this question, and they didn't have an answer, and not Navad L'chumra. We're going to have to go to L'chumra, that you should not use your left hand to help in holding the Koshal Bracha. U'magbiyu menakarka tefach, we said you lift it off the ground by one tefach. Amar Avacha Brachanina, Maikra, Kos Yishros Esav Shem Hashem Ekra. Pasuk says you should lift it up and call out the Shem Hashem. V'nosin Einav Bo, you should put your eyes in it, you should look at the Kol Shel Bracha, ki echid lo nisach daite minei.
so that you don't have a hesach hadas from it, you should be focused on the kos. Meaning, you shouldn't be looking around the room, you know, making eyes to your kids who are whatever. Just be focused on the kos. And you should give it to your wife as a matana afterwards, so that she'll get a bracha from it, because the drinking from a kosher bracha is a good thing. Ula iklu be Rav Nachman. Ula once went to Rav Nachman's house, karuch rifta, and they had some bread, baruch birchas mazona, and they were benched. Yavle kasa de birchasa. So Ula gave Rav Nachman the kosher, the Rav Nachman. He gave Rav Nachman the kosher bracha to be able to bench. Amle Rav Nachman, lishter mar kasa de birchasa li Yalta. So Rav Nachman said, do me a favor, send the kosher bracha to Yalta, to my wife. She'll get the bracha through you by proxy. The pre-betan of a woman is misbarich from the pre-betan of a man, so you get the koshal bracha. It's like an ishtok gufa. Shnemar virch pre-vitnecha. Pre-vitne lo nemar el pre-vitnecha. Tani nami achu. We have a brisa that says like this. Rabbi Nassan Omer minayin shein pre-vitne shalish misbarich from pre-vitne shalish. How do I know that the woman's bracha comes through the man? Shnemar virch pre-vitnecha. Pre-vitne lo nemar el pre-vitnecha. So again, the point is that it comes through your bracha. Adachi shami yalta. While this was going on, Yalta heard about this, that they were trying to keep, that they were going to keep the kosher bracha away from her because she was going to get the bracha through her husband. Kama b'ziyara, Rashi says, she got up in anger, it means, right? B'ziyara means bekas, amda bekas. V'alsa lebechamran, she went to the wine cellar, v'tavra dalin mea dani dechamran. She broke 400 barrels of wine. You don't want to give me wine? See how much wine you have left. So she broke 400 barrels of wine. The Marsha points out that she was trying to show that it's not the wine that she was worried about, it's the bracha that she was worried about. If she was worried about wine, she wouldn't waste 400 barrels of wine. So she was dafka showing the opposite, not that she was trying to get revenge on them, but she was showing them, who cares about wine? I care about kosher bracha. So why don't you give me some of the kosher bracha? So I'm like Rav Nachman, nishta lamar kasachrina. Rav Nachman says, maybe we should send her a kos at this point. So they decided to send her a different kos. Shalachla, so he sent a message along with the kos, kolai navga dibrachasahi. So the message meant, Rashi points out, any kos from the barrel is really a kosher bracha, so it's all good, it's all bracha. They didn't have the kosher bracha anymore, so they took a new kos and they sent it to her and said, yeah, this is just as good, it's just as good as kosher bracha. Sholchalei, so she sent back to them, mimahaduri mili mismartute kalmi, from people who are who run around from city to city, they're the ones that are always speaking and they speak nonsense, and from people who have rubbed out clothing because they're always walking around, they have a lot of kingdom, they have a lot of lice in their clothing. Meaning, you're just chatting, you're just telling me something, you're not telling me anything that has any value to it. You're trying to make me feel good by telling me it's just as good as a kosher bracha. It's not just as good as a kosher bracha. You didn't give me the kosher bracha, so she didn't seem to forgive them. Amar Ravasi, ein masichin al kosher bracha. Person shouldn't speak when they have a kosher bracha in front of them. Amar Ravasi, ein mevarchin al kosher pranis. You don't make a bracha on a kos shel pranas. My kos shel pranas, what is a kos shel pranas? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak kos sheni, a second glass, second kos of wine. Tani nami achi, ashose keflayim lo yivarach mishum shemar hichol nukros elakach Yisrael v'haylo miskan. If you drink doubles, that's always considered to be, that's the concept of zugos. The Gemara talks about it in the 10th parak of Pesachim also, that is considered to be damaging to have two of something. You either have one or you have three, but having two is on some spiritual level dangerous. So that's a kos shel pranas. Amra b'vav v'armela masnisa tana, ochel mahalich mivarach mu'umad. If a person is eating while walking, so then when they bench, they should bench standing still. If they're eating while standing still, then they should bench sitting down. If you're leaning while you're eating, then you sit up when you bench. The halacha by all cases is that we are yoshev mvarich. Tosfos points out, lefish birchsa mazon dar raisa, hichmir balios yoshev mvarich, shari asar dvarim nemru bo, mashen kem shar brachos. He says that because birchsa mazon dar raisa, we're extra machmir, so unlike other brachos, we're makbid to dafka be sitting up straight, but sitting down, but sitting up straight, when we say a birchas ha-mazon. Hadron lach shal sha'achlu, that's the end of the 7th parak of brachos. Now we begin the 8th parak. Elu dvarim shebeim be'sham be'sil b'su'uda. The following 8 things are the machloks in between be'sham be'silal when it comes to the halachos of su'uda. Number 1, be'sham yom v'arech al yom v'archach v'arech al yayin. First you say kiddush ha'yom and then the bar pri'agafen. Be'sil v'arech al yayin v'archach v'arech al yom. Be'sil says you make the bar pri'agafen and then the kiddush ha'yom. The Gemara will have two explanations as to the svar for each side. Number two, Beishamir Mnothin Yadayim Varchach Mosin Eskos. You wash and then you pour the kos. Beisilin Mosin Eskos Varchach Mnothin Yadayim. You do the reverse. Number three, Beishamir Mekaneach Yadu Bimapa Manicha Al Shulchan Beisom Mal Keses. Beishamir says you can wash, you can wipe your hands in a napkin in a towel and then put the towel on the table. Beisil says no, it's disgusting. You put it on the seat. Number four, Beishamir Mechabin Sabayis Varchach Mnothin Yadayim. You clean out the house and then you do Netilas Yadayim. The reverse. Number five, Beishamirom Neru Mazim B'Sam Vavdala, Beisilam Neru B'Sam Mazim Vavdala. That's the order of the brachos that you make. Number six, Beishamirom Bore Ma'or Ha'esh is the proper nusach of the brachos. Beisilam Bore Ma'orei Ha'esh is the proper nusach. Ein Baruch Lola Neru Lola B'Sam Shal Akum. You don't make a brachos on a Neru or B'Sam of an Ovid Kachavim. V'Lola Neru Lola B'Sam Shal Mesim, nor a Neru B'Sam that was used for a mace. V'Lola Neru Lola B'Sam Shal Avodazar, nor one that was used for Avodah Zarah, and you can't make a bracha on ner until you got hanah from the light. Number seven, mishachol v'shachol lobirich. Someone ate and didn't bench. Beisham yachson will come over yivarech. You got to go back to where you ate and bench. V'yisilam yivarech makom shenisker. You bench wherever you are. V'ad masay yivarech. Up until when can you still bench? Ad kadesh yisakal masay meyav, until you digest all the food. Number eight, last machlokas balam yayin achra mazon. Imein shem al osu kos. If your wine comes after the meal and that's the only kos you have, beisham yivarech al yayin v'acharkach yivarech al mazon. You make a brach on the yayin and then on the mazon. Beisilam yivarech al mazon v'acharkach yivarech al yayin. You bench and then you make the brach on the yayin. V'onu no main achri yisalam yivarech. V'enu no main achra kuti yivarech ad shiyish makal bracha kula. You answer amen when a Jew makes a bracha, but not when a kuti makes a bracha, unless you hear the entire bracha and you know that he said everything correctly.